This is Lifestyle Decisions, a podcast based on the book by Scott R. Long.
The world, it's a-changin'. Taboos are falling by the wayside. Lifestyle choices common among older evangelicals are often viewed as archaic and approach extinction. Scott Long is a conservative evangelical who views their passing with a mixture of appreciation and sadness. In Lifestyle Decisions, Scott reviews the purpose for many of those choices and may even spruce some of them up for contemporary adoption. The listener is forewarned. Give his thoughts a listen, and you may just find yourself getting a little old school in your Lifestyle Decisions. Stories for a Price. I don't savor shopping like some do, but I delight in a good deal on a car, on clothes, on lots of things. Christian stewards appreciate a good price. In my mind, a few dimes for an occasional serving of high-quality ice cream is good stewardship. But $5 for the same serving? No deal. Poor stewardship. How much should we pay for a good story? A good story may be humorous, adventurous, intriguing, educational, mysterious, heartwarming, thought-provoking, and usually some combination of these. I think our attraction to good stories is instilled by God. He tells interesting stories. One of my favorite video stories is Treasures of the Snow, based on the book by Patricia M. St. John. It's both entertaining and edifying. At the price we paid, the video was a good deal. But what if the price were $200? No deal. I'm not that needy for a story. Consider the moral price you pay for an otherwise good but polluted story. Often what began as a good story becomes polluted with sensuality and profanity, thus making the moral price too high. Consider the price you pay in terms of good thinking, Philippians 4:8, in terms of keeping yourself unspotted from the world, James 1:27. Are you paying too much? Poor stewardship of the mind? Scriptures read are from the New King James Version. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson, Inc. Used by permission. All rights reserved. The views expressed here are those of the author. Audio narration by Nathan Long.